133693, give us a call now. Airlines are starting to phase out reclining seats in economy, where we all fly. What else should airlines phase out, or what should they introduce? 133693, I'll give you the reason that airlines are phasing them out on the other side of the break when I speak to James Nixon, author, speaker, and retired A380 captain. Well, it's a landmark day in the commercial aviation industry. I read today, courtesy of escape.com.au, that airlines are starting to phase out reclining seats in economy. If you like me and you note new words coming into the language, it's never really good news because they're always pretty horrible words. Here is a new one for us to consider. Seats now on some airlines have been, quote, pre-reclined at the optimum pitch, which means you don't have a say in it. 133693, it's being seen as the latest step in airlines degrading their economy class products, and it's upsetting a lot of regular economy users. 133693, have you noticed this happening in Australia? And do you think Australian Airlines should adopt this or not? Are you the sort of person who reclines their seat, or are you the sort of person who doesn't? What do you like seeing people do on a plane? What do you not? What should you not do? Are you the sort of person who takes your shoes off to the possible discomfort of fellow passengers? 133693, where are you on the seat reclining issue? Somebody who knows something about this. Actually, here's a question. Can the pilot's seat go back and forward? We know it can move forward and back, but in terms of pitch, which is an aviation term that this man would know something about. James Nixon, author, speaker, retired A380 captain. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And the captain's seat can do everything. Up, down, round. You can, it's even got step aerobics things you can do when you're bored. That's on the Airbus, of course. Boeing are lucky to have seats. But anyway, yeah. On the Airbus, they've got absolutely everything. But this idea, you made a mistake. You said, this is airlines. No, it's low-cost carriers.
Oh, LCAs.
Carriers are not airlines.
Oh, no, right.
You know that. Yeah. And you know what happens to low-cost carriers?
They go bust.
Well, I think so, because people are smarter than that. What we want to do is ban a few things out of airlines. Like, straight away, I've got a list here. Number one, I want to ban passengers with comfort animals other than small dogs and cats and maybe falcons, if they're a shake. No horses, donkeys, goats, monkeys, or even guinea pigs, because they're a delicacy in South American countries. And I don't want a cabin crew to have to ring the captain. Captain, the child in 23, Charlie, says the man across the aisle just ate a guinea pig. I don't want to hear that.
All right.
It's boring.
Fair enough.
I don't want dirty looks. I don't want dirty looks from other passengers. I was in economy on a Jetstar flight going to Launceston. And I was up front, naturally, because I figured I want to be close to the cockpit because I can fly this one.
Yeah.
And I paid extra for a cup of tea. And because I'd paid for so many extras, I think I bought a spare wing for the A320, they gave me a free muffin. Well, I was the only person who had anything extra on that flight. And the filthy looks I got from other passengers. And it was like, we don't buy extras on short flights. Nobody told me that.
You got muffin, they got nothing.
I just think, look, if you're crossing the Bass Strait, and you look out the window, I think you need a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You're a long way up. You're doing nearly the speed of sound. It's minus 56.5 degrees. These engines are there sitting right next to oceans of volatile jet fuel.
Yeah.
I mean, the least you can do is have a cup of tea.
I agree. It's a very civilised way to travel. So the reason that we're being told that low-cost carriers, as you say, are eliminating seat pitch is to reduce friction, not on the seat, but between passengers. Have you seen that? Have you witnessed it from an industry point of view? How prevalent is it?
I ran across the whole of Dubai Airport to get on my staff-appointed flight back to Melbourne one year. Economy upgradable business, but I didn't realise that every person in the business class goes to Australia. All the seats are full.
Yeah.
So I was in the last row of an A340 in the middle seat wearing a suit, and the man beside me was like super Hell's Angel type, and I couldn't steal even the armrest. And the lady in front of me put her seat full back as soon as the airplane got airborne.
Yeah.
And left it full back for the entire flight. I had to crick my neck to see the telly. It was hopeless. I know exactly what it's like. 12 hours, it's criminal.
So do you agree with it then? Because it does democratise it in a way that so there won't be anybody putting the seat back, therefore causing a disturbance, meaning that it is now, as a consequence of this, it's one reduced cause of friction in the cabin, which is a good thing, surely, James?
Well, I think, the thing is, I think that on those long-haul flights, you can click them back about three clicks, not the full amount, so everybody's a bit comfortable. And, of course, if you want to get on the Emirates A380, the passenger seats are made of Kevlar and carbon fibre, and they're thinner seats, so you actually feel like you've got a bigger seat anyway. So you don't have to make it go all the way back. But certainly you should be able to take one or two clicks back for people who are tall. This
okay.
is the problem with tall people.
Well, yeah, okay. What about the idea of obtaining permission from the person behind you, even if that's just something of a an insincere ritual that you go through?
Yep. In my famous book, 23 Tips to Survive a Long Flight, I suggest when you get on the plane, you buy people off with clinkers and minties and all sorts of things. So everyone around you is your friend. As soon as they accept a piece of chocolate from you, they are going to be nice to you for the whole flight.
And that is a contract. Now, the argument that the mechanisms for reclining seats are quite heavy, removing them will therefore reduce weight on board. True or false, James Nixon, retired A380 captain?
Yeah, that's sort of true. True a little bit. But I'd much rather get rid of the magazines and keep the seat reclining mechanism on board. We have a problem with the premium passenger seats, with passengers dropping their mobile phones down during the mechanism, and when it moves the seat back, it squashes the phone and starts fires.
Yep.
That is a possible issue, but not on economy seats where they're just going two or three clicks back.
All right. If somebody in front of you is, let's say he's a mass contestant with an annoying, irritating man bun, and that's intruding in your space when he's put his seat back, are you allowed to put stuff in his man bun to annoy him later on? Thank you.
Yes, certainly. You know, pens and stuff like that.
Good.
Minties, as I was saying, the aforementioned minties work well here. But I think we also, airlines should have a few things that they've got to do.
Yeah.
Making old ladies walk 2 kilometres to the gate at Melbourne Airport.
Yeah.
They should let everyone ride on those electric buggies.
Oh.
Like you see them whizzing past.
Oh.
And how's the look on their faces? They pretend they don't see that old lady stuck under a trolley. She's been there for 3 hours. Hello?
Everybody should do that at least once in their life. I've done it once. I think it was at Singapore. And to be on one of those buggies, you just feel like the King of England. It is magnificent. So
They should be allowed to shoot people who carry too much passenger baggage. Anyone who makes their three-year-old toddler carry a 20-kilo King Island Louis Vuitton bag, you know, the blue and red striped ones, by saying, that's Jaden's hand baggage, when the bag's higher than him, that should be banned.
All right.
They should be allowed to shoot the mother and the father. Seriously.
Not seriously.
These kids are smaller than the bags that the parents hoist on them at the front door of the plane.
Why are you an orphan? Oh, well, James Nixon didn't like my parents' packing choices. James Nixon, author and speaker and retired A380 captain, thank you for your time and your very pungent opinions.
My pleasure, Tony. Travel well.
133693. Airlines are starting to phase out reclining seats and economies. What else should they phase out? Where do you stand on the whole seat back, seat forward? Do you the sort of person who just sucks it up for the sake of, peace in the passenger cabin? Or are you the sort of person that says, blow it, I just need to relax and I'm going to? 133693.